This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
That book of the Bible, here David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And several places in the Bible, you see the psalmist or even the authors directly addressing the soul. Hallelujah. And when you have a rethink or take a deeper look at this, you understand the reason why David had to remind his soul to bless the Lord. And the same message is for every one of us today, to consciously or subconsciously instruct or remind our souls to bless the name of the Lord at all times. Praise the Lord. Soul is an integral part of life. It speaks to our personality. The Bible supports the three-dimensional part of the body, the soul, and the spirit. Hallelujah. We saw what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless into the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." The soul encompasses our minds, our emotions, our temperament. It explains the totality of who we are. We're able to dwell on the present, to focus on the future. We're able to reflect on the past that has shaped us, you know, to who we are today. The places, the environment that we grew up, the things that we've been feeding our minds with, the thoughts that have been coming onto us, the things we have seen, we have witnessed and experienced, everything gathered together. And they are all contained or included or part of what the soul, you know, decides upon. So our heart, our reasoning, our thought process, our deeds, our actions, our inactions. And that's why you see the spirit struggling with the soul. Because from that generates the thought. The mind, Bible says, as a man thinks, so he is. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. As a man is, so he is. Praise the Lord. And so it was important for David to constantly remind his soul to praise the Lord, to bless the Lord. And what a day to remind one another, other than a day of thanksgiving, other than a day of praise, other than a day that we set aside to celebrate ourselves, to celebrate God, to celebrate God in our lives. And also to put aside every conflict that the body will put up against the soul, against the spirit. Every conflict that the soul will have against the spirit. I think it's somewhere in Romans chapter 7 that Paul was telling us from verse 15 that I do not understand what I do. But what I want to do, I do not. But what I hate, I do. You see that conflict between the body and the soul and the spirit. The experience of life we've been through sometimes take away the calamities that befell us, the times that we've been in the valleys, the times that we face a lot of issues, the time of storms. When we allow those things to overwhelm us, it's possible for once that you just forget to bless God. Once those take position, overriding position in our soul, in our mind, in our processes, in our thought, it creates a possibility of you to, for once, forget about God. And so David had to constantly reminding his soul to say, irrespective of what is happening, irrespective of the storm of life, irrespective of what the economy is saying, irrespective of price of commodities, irrespective of the fact that you are even struggling to have your shelter, Irrespective of the fact that you don't even know when the next meal will come. Irrespective of the challenges we are facing in our homes, in our marriages, over our children, over our spouses. Irrespective of the fact that you are even trusting God for job, for fruit of the womb, it hasn't come true. Those alone are enough to overwhelm us and to once forget about God. And for our soul to wander away completely. And to feed ourselves with those things that, you know, are challenges rather than to see God. A lot of times we see the problems. We see how big the problem is. But we fail to see how bigger the God is that can easily resolve those problems. So David constantly was reminding himself, and that's why the Bible says David is described as a man after God's heart. Because irrespective of what is happening, David will carry the heart of God from one place to the other. He will remove his kingly robes. As far as he was concerned, he was not a king. Or let me put it another way. He was just a tiny fry, a small king before the King of Kings. And so in moving the hack, David will remove every toga, every apparel of the king, because he was dancing before the King of Kings, and will put on priestly robe. Those that know their God. Hallelujah. Bible says they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Philippians 3:10 that says that I may know you. That's Paul. In spite of his knowledge, his desire, his thirst was to know him the more. So the more we go deeper in our studies, in our prayers, in our closet, in our relationship with God, the more of knowledge we do have. The more is our souls, our mind, our thought process, the more they are being transformed from that of those things we can see to the things that we can't even see. The more we are being transformed from a state of fear to a state of faith. The more our souls, subconsciously, even without asking your soul, the more your soul blesses the Lord. Hallelujah. Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Irrespective of all of this, that's Romans chapter 8 from verse 35. Irrespective of all of this, nothing shall be in a position to separate us from the love of God. Brethren, there are distractions today. And these are the things that we face on a daily basis. When we look at the life and times of Job, he went through a lot. I'm not sure many of us today can pass through what Job passed through. Hallelujah. And Job got to 11, Job chapter 13, verse 15. Job 13, 15 says, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Hallelujah. That was Job. And he showed how serious he was with his God. Even though he had challenges, rather than allowing his soul to wander away, he remained steadfast. And constantly reminding his soul to bless the Lord. It's in Job 19:25 that he says, I know my Redeemer liveth. That is the highest of the state of faith that anybody can profess. When you are professing such, there's nothing that can come against you. There's no level of storm or turbulence that can take you away from God and the service of Almighty. Bible says in Psalm 139 verse 40, it said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Say, marvelous are thy works. Hallelujah. And that my soul know right well. May the Lord help us, even as we continue in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And it's good that I just conclude this, you know, with a story, you know, behind that song that says, it is well with my soul I'm sure many of us know that chorus, that hymn very well. It is well with my soul. And that story, that hymn was born out of real experiences of a certain man named Horatio G. Spafford. That following the fire, the great, you know, Chicago fire, he lost all his fortune, all his property, everything. But rather than allow that to weigh him down, he continued to encourage himself. We are looking at a story, a real life story. Forget about even, you can say the Bible, you can't even see it, but this is a real life story. And if you check the history behind many of the hymns that we sing, just take time to read, you know, what birthed a whole lot of those hymns. You will be encouraged to see the kind of how the Spirit of God moved people, how the Spirit imparted into their lives to bring out those wonderful words of hymns. And so this man lost everything he had. And in 1873, that was in 1871, 2 years after, his wife and his daughters, they were traveling on a ship, on a ship voyage, and there was a shipwreck, and none of them survived. Meanwhile, about that time, he lost his only son as well. So everything became, the world became something else for Horatio Spafford. And so he took a trip, same ship, a boat trip. I was going on the sea. It was when he got to that spot where the shipwreck happened, where the wife and the children died, and that the captain of the ship said to him, "This is that point." And the man looked up, and these words of the hymns came to him. "It is well with my soul." Hallelujah. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. You can only say that to encourage us, to encourage yourself. Say to yourself, "It is well with my soul." It is in the way with our soul in the name of Jesus. So I don't know what the challenge or challenges that you are facing. Don't allow that to take you away from the love of God. Constantly remind your soul that it is indeed important for your soul to bless God Almighty. And I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise on our feet, brethren? Can we just take the first stanza of that hymn, "It is well with my soul"? Can we just flag it for us? Just the first stanza. First stanza, "It is well with my soul." Just to encourage ourselves, the songs, the inspiration given to Brother Horatio Spafford in 1873. Unto yourself, unto your life.
declare unto yourself that it's well with my soul. Irrespective of what I'm passing through at this point, irrespective of the challenges that the enemies have put before me, irrespective of what is my talent or the fire over my life, I declare today, in the name of Jesus, I declare it is well with my soul. It is well with the souls of my wife. It is well with the soul of my husband. It is well with the soul of my children. It is well with the soul of my job. It is well with the soul of my business. It is well with the soul of Crowdy Tabernacle. It is well with the soul of our nations. We declare today, O Lord, we declare today, O God, it is well with us, O Lord. It is well with our souls. It is well with our health. It is well with our challenges. It is well with our finances, O God. Because every challenge, once you have stepped in, it is well. It is well with our family members. With our spouses and our children, it is well, we declare. Lord, grant us grace for our soul to continuously bless you, to worship and to magnify your holy name. Thank you, mighty Father. While all our eyes remain closed, while all our hearts remain closed and in that attitude of worship, there's anyone who hasn't given his or life to Christ at this point, we just want you to indicate so that we can pray together. If you are here, you have not given your life to Christ at any point in time, or you have done so in the past but you backslided and you want to identify with God again, if there's any of such person in the auditorium, please can we just lift our right hand so that we can pray. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we honor you, we glorify your holy name. We know it is well with us, with our soul, and our soul will continuously bless you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Glory be to your holy name. For we pray in Jesus' name. For we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, somebody.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208 688 466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.